From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Thailand's King Bhumibol Adulyadet has died at the age of 88. The death of the deeply revered king is a stunning blow for a kingdom of 67 million people.
My heart was crushed. I was broken. This is the saddest time in our Thai people because we love him so much.
His son and heir apparent, the country's crown prince, has said he wants to mourn the loss of his father before ascending to the throne. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck three radar sites in Yemen with cruise missiles. The attack was in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels targeting a U.S. Navy destroyer. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
I can't tell you specifically who is operating these installations. I'm just telling you where they're located, who's controlling that area now, and that we responded in kind to these specific installations because of the role we believe they played in targeting our forces.
Peter Cook. 21 newly freed Chibok girls kidnapped by Boko Haram in 2014 met with Nigerian Vice President Yemi Osinbajo on Thursday in Abuja. The vice president denied press reports that the girls were exchanged for four captured Boko Haram militants. An official called their release the product of painstaking negotiations and trust on both sides.
How many roads must a man walk down?
Legendary American musician Bob Dylan has won the 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature, the first songwriter to receive the award. The Swedish Academy said Thursday Dylan is being honored for having, quoting now, created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. This is VOA News.